Ciao. Ciao.
Hi everybody, Julian here. Welcome to the last weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars for this year. Don't worry, of course, we will continue in 2023 with weekly guitar meeting and also other new contents on our YouTube channel. I hope you had a nice Christmas time with your family. Please make sure to watch the new concert video of Anna Vidovic tomorrow. On the first day of 2023, she has played a mind-blowing concert. You will find the link in the video description. Just click on the link and click on the notification bell to not to miss this concert. And before we start, I would like to draw your attention to our new format, Play Something Cool.
Hey, Christina, play something cool.
Okay.
No.
So make sure to check it out and let's start. The first guitar of this week is made by the German guitar luthier Tamara Stahl. And we did also an interview with her, which you can watch in a minute. But before that, I will play some chords on her guitar. We have a spruce top on this guitar and Indian rosewood back and sides. The guitar is from 2022 and it has the number 8. Let's see how it sounds. Has that kind of German guitar sound, which is usually very full-bodied and powerful, but I feel also some Spanish colors in this guitar. The clarity and the tone color of this guitar reminds me of a Spanish guitar. Let's see what Tamara Stahl had to say about this guitar.
Hi everybody, Jonathan here. In this week episode of the weekly guitar meeting, we are having a special guest, a guitar maker, talented guitar maker from Germany, from Weimar, Germany, Tamara Stahl.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. It's our pleasure to represent your guitar in our humble shop. By the way, guys, she worked at Zika's back then, at what year?
Yeah, it was... back in 2016, I think, I used to work here, and also that's that was the time when I started to get into this whole world of the classical guitar, high quality guitars, and learning, getting to know what it means to have a very good guitar in your hands.
Would you share with our audience a little bit, like your background, who are you, and how did you start with guitar making?
As I said, I started here, and after getting to know what it means also to make guitars and what's the work behind, I wanted to learn it too, and I went to the instrument making school in Mittenwald.
The famous Mittenwald.
Yeah, that's where I finished my studies as a guitar maker. And after that, I went to Spain to live there and also work there and see how traditional guitar making, or where the classical guitar came from and how everything evolved and yeah.
So you come here today with your beautiful creation, your guitar number 8.
Exactly.
So I just showed to our audience a very, very beautiful guitar, spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this guitar is actually, sound-wise at least, it is a little different to what I did before. It was very much influenced by the time in Spain. I was very inspired by the very round, warm-toned and balanced sound of a Spanish guitar. And that's what I really wanted to put into this guitar. Combined with also some modern elements, like for example the elevated fretboard, and also having an openness was very important to me. So yeah, that's how this guitar came to be. It's a very traditional made guitar. It's a seven fan bracing.
You can see the build quality and the craftsmanship of this guitar is amazing. You can see the very fine detail, the mosaic of the rosette was also very well done, executed. Very well executed. What was that? Very well executed. But let's see how it sounds. Guys, by the way, this is her 8th guitar. I mean, it looks like you've been building guitar for 200 years. Tamara, thank you for coming and showing your beautiful instrument to us at Sikas Guitars.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You are very welcome.
This special guitar is made by the very well-known and famous guitar luthier, Spanish guitar luthier, Julian Gomez Ramirez. And Julian Gomez Ramirez moved to Paris at some point of his career, and this guitar is from 1923 and it has the number 424. And his guitar has been also played by very famous artists like Ida Presti. And this guitar has a spruce top and beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. Three things I can notice straight away. it's the first thing is the clarity, the very good and clear tone separation of this guitar. If you play a chord, every note is very clear. And the second thing is the possibility to create a lot of different and beautiful colors on this guitar without moving your hands like crazy. And also amazing response to vibratos. This guitar responds so well. Sounding guitar, very vintage, gentle and beautiful sound, Spanish traditional sound, very light, from 1923. It's a very special guitar. Let's move to the next one. This beautiful guitar is made by the very well-known German guitar luthier Sebastian Stenzel. This guitar is from 2003 and we have a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a very beautiful and fine built guitar. It's very light, and I think, as all the other guitars of Sebastian Stenzel, also this one will sound very good. But let's see how it sounds. Wanted to continue to play, but maybe I say just some words to this guitar. It sounds very full-bodied, so the mid-range of this guitar is very even, very smooth and also present, and the sustain of this guitar is really good, so you have also a lot of overtones. Thank you. it's a joy to play this guitar, and you feel also the resonance of the guitar in your body if you play a chord. And also the tone. Colors and different colors. Some guitars, suddenly you have new ideas how you want to play a piece. And with this guitar, it's the case. I think it's the, maybe it's because you hear new overtones, or you have the possibility to create different colors. I don't know exactly what that is, but some instruments invites you to play, to try some different ideas of a piece. This is a very impressive instrument, and yeah, Sebastian Stenzel from 2003. Let's move to the next guitar, and this is the last guitar of this week. The last guitar of this week is made by Richard Newman from England, and this guitar is from 2015. We have a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a traditionally built guitar. We have a 7 fan bracing, and yeah, I'm very curious about the sound. Sustain and a lot of overtones, and I also like the tone and the sound color of the first string. It's very sweet and responds also very well. Beautiful sound and very balanced and even, and I think the trebles of this guitar sound really beautiful. And so on. So this was the last guitar of the weekly guitar meeting in 2022. Thank you very much. Take care and see you next year.